This is a guided meditation in which we'll be doing some simple stretches in a standing posture, followed by a sitting meditation. And in the sequence, we'll be focusing on maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness, a non-judgmental awareness. In the stretches, we explore our limits in a very gentle way, not in a spirit of success or failure, but more in a sense of discovery, of curiosity about what's arising in our body from moment to moment. Experimenting with the eyes closed sometimes and sometimes keeping the eyes open. Now taking time to find a place where you can be by yourself and in a place where you can stand up with the feet flat on the floor, about a hip's width apart. The arms can be dangling by the side of your body and the head is up so that your body is erect and standing as if it was a mountain rooted to the earth but pointing to the skies. Sense of dignity and presence, but without being stiff. Shoulders can be quite relaxed, your body fully awake to each moment. I'm coming to focus now on your breathing, on the sensations of the breath in the centre of your body, right down in the belly, in the lower abdomen, around the navel. Sensations of the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And then, when you're ready, on an in-breath, moving the arms up to the side of your body, up past the shoulders and up above your head, keeping them there above your head parallel, or grasping with each hand the thumb of the other hand, and maintaining that posture and feeling the stretch down the arms, in the armpits, down the sides of your body, of the sensations of having the arms above your head in this way. Continuing to breathe, and noticing what happens as you breathe in and as you breathe out, how the stretch may change slightly, the sensations from the stretch. And then on an out-breath, releasing the thumbs and letting the arms slowly come down by the side with the wrists down and the hands up, very, very slowly coming down, down until they come to rest at the side of your body. And noticing the after effects, if your eyes haven't been closed up till now, maybe closing them at this point and tuning in to the sensations in your body, the after effects of doing that stretch. Breathing. And now coming to focus on the sensations of breath in the belly, in the center of your body. And now when you're ready, stretching up with the right hand, just the right hand, above your head, as if you were picking a piece of fruit, such as a cherry from a tree, and it was just out of reach, so you're stretching up with the right hand, and you may find the left heel wants to come off the floor to help you stretch up to reach for this fruit that's just out of reach. And now noticing the stretch down your right arm, down the right armpit, and down the right side of the body, as you stretch up, perhaps opening your eyes, looking beyond your hand towards this imaginary tree with this imaginary fruit. And then on an out-breath, coming down, letting the heel come down onto the ground and the right arm slowly come down until it comes to rest at the side of your body. And once again, letting the eyes close and tuning in to the sensations in the body. The effects of stretching in this way. And then on an in-breath, stretching up with the left hand now and opening the eyes and looking beyond the left hand towards this imaginary tree and picking the fruit that's just out of reach And this time the right heel may come off the ground to help you stretch up. And you notice the effects of the stretch moving down the body, down through the armpit, down the left side of the body. And tuning into these sensations. And then on an out-breath, just letting the heel come down onto the ground, feet flat on the floor, and letting the arm gently come down to rest, slowly, very slowly, by the side of the body. And simply standing here in this posture, breathing and tuning in to the after effects of having done this work. Remembering all the time to honour your own limits. So remembering not to stretch beyond the limits. It's not a competition. It's not a sense of success or failure. Just an opportunity to move the body in this way and to tune into the sensations, to be present with your body as you stand here and move in this way and as you breathe. Now, when you're ready, on an in-breath, stretching both arms up again, coming up the side of your body, past your shoulders and up above your head. And again, either keeping the arms parallel and the hands parallel to each other, or linking the thumbs together as we did before. And then at a certain point, just letting the body move over to the right-hand side so the hips come out to the left, and the head and the arms, still on either side of the head, come over to the right, and noticing the stretch on the left-hand side of the body and the slight squeezing on the right-hand side of the body as you experience what it is for the body to be in this position. And then when you're ready, on an in-breath, coming up into the central position and then moving over to the other side, so the body now hangs over the left and the hips come out to the right. And now the stretch is on the right-hand side of the body and the slight squeezing on the left. And noticing what this feels like, what sensations are here right now. And then coming up to the central position and letting go of the thumbs, or just letting the arms come down by the side of the body very slowly, breathing all the time until the arms come and just hang loose, dangling at the side of the body, shoulders relaxed, feet firmly on the ground, on the floor, head up. Breathing. Awareness of all the sensations there are in your body as you stand here, like a mountain rooted to the floor. Now, let's do some shoulder rolls. So there are four positions for the shoulders. First of all, moving the shoulders up as if they want to cover your ears, then moving them forward as if the shoulders wanted to touch in front of your body, and then letting the shoulders drop completely so they're down, and then letting the shoulders go back as if the shoulder blades were able to touch behind your back. And now putting these four movements together into a continuous roll of the shoulders forward, down, back, and up. And do this in your own time, perhaps breathing out on half of the roll and breathing in on the other half of the roll. And then at a certain point, rolling the shoulders in the other direction, reversing the direction, and letting the shoulders roll. Breathing in and breathing out. And now coming to rest. and allowing the body to tune in to the sensations of having done this work, having done these stretches around the shoulders. If there's any tension left at all, seeing if it will exit on the out-breath. And now we'll move the head. So there are three positions for the head now. First of all, moving the chin down onto the chest. That's the first movement. And then moving the head over to the left-hand side so the left ear comes down towards the left shoulder. And then, in a moment, very slowly moving the head over to the other side so the right ear comes towards the right shoulder. And then moving the head down towards the chest again. So if your eyes are open, you are letting the eyes gaze around the room as you move the head in this semicircular movement down onto one shoulder, then across to the other shoulder, and down again onto the chest. And now reversing the movement. And once again, if you want to, there's breathing in time with this movement. And then coming to rest, and simply standing. And noticing the after effects of these postures that you have been adopting. And letting the body be just as you find it. Not trying to make it feel any different. And now, in a moment, we're going to be moving from a standing posture to a sitting position. And so, being aware of every movement as you make it, making this part of the meditation, not a break in the meditation. Very slowly moving with full awareness to your chair or your cushion or your stool and finding a comfortable sitting position for the guided sitting meditation. Remember that if you're sitting on a chair, coming away from the back of the chair so that your body can be self-supporting, the back and neck and head in line, in an erect and dignified posture, but not stiff, in a posture that embodies a sense of alertness, a sense of awakeness, of presence. Sitting here in this way, allowing your attention to focus on your breathing. Sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath following on one after the other. Not thinking about the breath, but being with it. As best you can, focusing your awareness, a very full and gentle awareness, on any and all sensations that arise as you breathe in, right down in the belly, down in the lower abdomen, in the area around the navel, and just below it. The sensations of the abdomen falling away on the out-breath. Perhaps noticing the gaps between the in-breath and the out-breath. For the next few breaths, perhaps focusing especially on the sensations as you breathe in, on the rising, remaining open to all the sensations there may be, not taking anything for granted, but focusing in moment by moment. Each breath unique. And then perhaps the next few breaths, focusing especially on the out-breath. What sensations arise as the abdomen falls away as you breathe out? Putting them both together and allowing your awareness to be fully on the whole movement of the breath for the full duration of each in-breath and the full duration of each out-breath. Using the breath as an anchor to bring you back to the present moment, each time that you find your mind has wandered onto thinking or fantasies, planning, memories, whatever. Whenever you find your mind has wandered, then perhaps congratulating yourself for having woken up, having come back into the present moment. And when you've acknowledged where your mind has gone, then very gently escorting your attention back to the breath, to this in-breath or this out-breath. And doing this as many times as it takes. So if your mind wanders 100 times, then on the 100th time, it's just like the first time. Simply escorting your mind back to your breathing and beginning again. And using the stretches of silence now to carry on this work on your own. Just this breath coming in. Just this breath going out. Each breath unique. Each in-breath a new beginning. Each out-breath a letting go. A letting be. often simply remembering that we're not trying to get anywhere, not even trying to relax, not trying to banish thoughts from our mind, not trying to see thinking as the enemy, but simply to rest in the stillness of being, here and now, with whatever arises. So when our minds wander, we simply, as best we can, become aware of it and gently escort our minds back to our breathing, not because we've made a mistake, but because this is what we're doing, sitting and becoming aware of whatever comes up. If we have a mind, it will wander. And what we're doing here is looking deeply into the patterns of the mind, allowing the mind to be just as it is, rather than trying to make it be a certain way. Now at a certain point, expanding the focus of your awareness around your breathing to the body as a whole, as it sits here in this posture. Awareness of the sensations of breathing, but also other sensations that may be arising in your body. You may be aware of the sensations of touch under your feet or hands on your knees or in your lap. Sensations of touch where your thighs and buttocks are on the chair or stool or cushion. And there may be other sensations arising in the body. Holding them all in awareness. Awareness of the space that your body takes up. And the space around the body, and the boundary between these two spaces, the skin. So it is as if your whole body was breathing. Awareness now of your whole body as it sits here breathing. From time to time when we sit in this way, then the body gives rise to intense sensations, times when our body may be in discomfort or painful sensations arising. And if that happens, then we have a choice about what to do. Either we can adjust our posture to try to ease the discomfort slightly, and if we decide to move, then letting the movement itself be part of the sitting, part of the meditation, being aware of the intention to move and of the movement itself, and then of the after effects of the movement. So the movement is not an opting out of the meditation, but folded into it. So that's the first option with pain and discomfort. The second option, when intense sensations arise, is to deliberately bring the focus of your awareness right up to and into wherever those sensations are arising. Perhaps imagining that the breath, when you breathe in, could go to that region of the body and help you explore and discover what is arising at that place. You may find that the sense of discomfort consists of a whole bundle of sensations. There may be pulling or stabbing or burning or throbbing or pulsing, whatever. And that each of these sensations may change from time to time, not necessarily all at the same time, but they may have a constantly changing pattern. And using the breath, breathing into this region of the body, to become aware and to explore this pattern. Sometimes one of these sensations may pause for a while and then resume. It may change, or it may stay the same. Exploring with a sense of discovery, rather than trying to fix it in some way or make it better. And then if it stops pulling for your attention, then letting it go and coming back to the sense of your sitting here, the sense of the body as a whole, simply sitting here and breathing. Just this body, sitting right here, right now. A sense of openness to any and all sensations that are arising in the body. Not wanting the body to be a certain way. Not trying to achieve a special state. Simply tuning in to how the body is right now, this moment. And this moment. And this moment. Now, for the last few moments of this sitting, bringing your attention back to focus on your breathing in the abdomen, in the belly. Tuning in to any and all sensations on this in-breath and this out-breath. and as you sit here and as you breathe, allowing yourself to cultivate this sense of moment-to-moment awareness. And remembering that the breath is available to you at any moment of your day to allow you to feel grounded, a sense of balance, an awareness of accepting yourself just as you are in each moment.